Hi there, and welcome to the Purple Glove Organics podcast. I'm your host, Drew. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today, some more thoughts on moving towards zero waste and my experience with tahini sauce and deodorant. So, as I mentioned last week, I am super inspired now by Bea Johnson and her Zero Waste Home book to really implement some of the strategies that she has and get our household moving towards zero waste in a more quicker fashion than I have been doing. So one of the things that Bea Johnson talked about in her book was basically having to make a lot of the things that she uses in her household for cleaning, personal hygiene, food, because a lot of the things that we consume on a daily basis are things that are put into plastic containers. So if you don't want to use those plastic containers, you're going to have to figure out a way to make some of that stuff yourself. I live in the Santa Cruz area, and there is a grocery store called New Leaf. Big shout out to these guys. I really love their store, but even more so, I love this wrap that they make. It's called the Hijiki wrap because it uses Hijiki cabbage, and it is to die for. And it has this tahini sauce in the wrap, and the tahini sauce is to die for. I think it totally makes the wrap. So if you're ever in Capitola on 41st Avenue, get this wrap. You will not be disappointed. Hijiki wrap. I think it's about $6.95 or something like that. Not cheap. So that inspired me to try to come up with my own tahini sauce and to make my own tahini sauce that was like this one. So I went on to YouTube, like any respectable human being, and found a how to make tahini recipe. And I was surprised at how simple it was. You need a food processor, you need some sesame seeds, you need some oil, and a little bit of salt. And that's what I did. I got some sesame seeds and ground them up in the food processor, added some salt and olive oil, and I ended up, I knew that they had put maple syrup in their tahini sauce because the guy at the counter told me that. So I did that, and I was surprised at how close it came. It wasn't exactly like the tahini wrap that I got, or the Hijiki wrap, I should say, but it's pretty darn close. And turns out that we made some wraps, and my son actually ate the wrap that we made because I think he liked the tahini sauce. So it was a win-win. My wife was very, very pleased with that. And now the second thing was deodorant. So, and incidentally, I will put a link up to, I'll put a link up on the webpage for this podcast episode for the tahini recipe that I found on YouTube. And the second thing, as I mentioned, was deodorant. As you guys know, probably when you buy deodorant, it usually comes in a plastic container with a little screw thing that you have to roll up the deodorant. And all of that is, I mean, some of it's recyclable, but gosh, there's a lot of waste that goes into making that deodorant. There's a lot of plastic in there that is just going to essentially end up in a landfill and take thousands upon thousands of years to decompose, if it even does. So I found on YouTube again a recipe for deodorant, and I looked at my little deodorant jar that I bought at, I did buy it at New Leaf, and it was about $10. And I bought it because it was made out of glass and it had very minimal plastic packaging. There's like a little tiny little plastic applicator stick in the deodorant, which I just reasoned that was, you know, better than the other plastic options out there. But when I looked up how to make the deodorant, lo and behold, it was exactly the same ingredients that are in this $10 jar. And according to the person making the video, teaching you how to make it, it was all the ingredients, total cost was less than a dollar. I think she said it was 70 some odd cents. So I think I can justify taking a little bit of time to get those ingredients, mix them, and make my own deodorant. And that'll last me, and I don't generate any waste from that. So my challenge to you is, what are two things that you can do this week? Maybe a personal hygiene product, maybe a food product that you would like to try out on your own that you can make. And shoot me a comment, shoot me an email. I'm at purpleglovesorganics@gmail.com. Check out our website. We strive to make food waste recycling easy. If you're in the Santa Cruz area and you struggle with how to set up a composting system that works and that works for your family, please call me. Please send me an email. I can help you. I've been doing this for close to 20 years, composting on and off, and I really love to talk composting with people. The last R, if you will, in the zero waste lifestyle, the five R's. So if you missed episode 2, I talked about the five R's. Go and check that out. All right, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much again for stopping by. And until next time, live intentionally and think intentionally.